Hi, you're listening to CompTIA's Coffee Break with the Council's podcast. Each podcast will bring you a CompTIA Industry Advisory Council member talking about the latest trends and topics in the technology industry. Please subscribe to our channel, and you can always go to CompTIA.org/councils for more information. Thanks.
All right, today I'm with Gavin Gamber, who's the Vice President of Sales and Channel Alliances at ConnectWise. He is a member of our Business Applications Advisory Council, and we recently got together to discuss the buyer's journey and how important that is to understanding and everything that solution providers need to know about the buyer's journey, as well as vendors and distributors. So we had discussed a number of points and or signposts that are landmarks, if you will, among the buyer's journey. And we wanted to talk about some of them today. So the first one that we had really discovered was that your clients or customers have a pain. And so I wanted Gavin to explain a little bit about that, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. Chris, thanks for having me. Absolutely. Yeah, our Business Advisory Council, the Business Application Advisory Council, we did spend a lot of time trying to figure out this customer journey, and we kind of figured out that it's like a framework for you to kind of look at your business and all your clients and figure out the interactions that you're having with them on a consistent basis. So when we kind of started talking as a group, we realized there are several touch points with your customers over the course of a partnership. And these are kind of what make up that customer journey. So we kind of took a look at all of them, and we said, hey, what's going to be the best things to allow you to either earn or kind of keep their business by providing a great experience with them at all the ways, you know, throughout each one of these interactions. So the first one we kind of came up with was pain. And we kind of started talking about that. It's like, hey, what are some of the pains of our customers? Do they even know that they have the pain? For example, you know, do they know about security services? Are they going to get hit with a malware attack? Did they just get hit with some sort of malware attack where it cost them outages or time or what have you? It's really about kind of discovering what your client has. Don't make any assumptions, of course, but you've got to dive into their pain by asking great questions to them to find out what's going on in their business. And, you know, we started talking about, hey, what are some of those great questions? But we kind of realized there aren't any really silver bullet questions to identify the pain, but it's about being, you know, open-ended to your questions and actively listening to everything. And then trying to find that common thread that you might have discovered throughout the whole entire process. So, you know, the pain aspect is certainly something that, you know, from our perspective, we also talk about our clients that are suffering in silence in their pain. So they might not be telling you all the things that they do suffer, but you might have some great services that you have that might be able to help them. So that kind of moves into the whole second and third step of that buyer's journey. So,
well, and you mentioned that those questions will lead to something, which is the kind of the second stage, which is the discovery, right? Figuring out what their opportunity or issue is, right? So, you know, and that leads into the next step. So why don't you give us a little bit about the second and third kind of steps, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, after awareness, once you kind of become aware of their pain, they're maybe then aware of their pain, it's all about making them aware of the services that you have that might be able to help them. And this is kind of the stage where, underneath awareness, where they're kind of gathering a bunch of information. You've got to figure out a way to communicate to them so that they understand the services that you offer and how those services are going to meet whatever pain they have or their specific business need or something like that. So one of the things we talked about for a while was this is where marketing comes into play, because you have to let your customers know that you have something that they need that can help one of their biggest concerns. And you've got the tools to kind of address those kind of needs. And marketing's super important, whether that's engaging them in emails or meeting them out at local events that you kind of come up with. You have to be able to market to them and market to that specific pain that they're having. So from awareness standpoint, you know, we kind of said, hey, this is really important, but there are some, you know, potholes along the way too. You're spending all that money, right, on the marketing side of it. and you want to make sure that you follow up very proactively on those marketing leads. You have to make them aware, and the worst thing you can have are leads that are standing there and not that maybe they hit on your message, but now you didn't follow, your sales team didn't follow up with them fast enough. It's also important to kind of look at that messaging and see, hey, is that messaging resonating with your partner? If it's tone-deaf messaging that doesn't really address what your customers really need, hey, that's the time you kind of have to switch it up and try something new. So it's a constant changing thing on the marketing side, and it's all about getting that right messaging out to your partners and making them aware that you have those services that can help alleviate that pain.
So we've talked about the pain. Once you kind of discover what the pain is, it's all about that awareness and building the awareness and making them realize really how you can help them. The next stage of the buyer's journey that we kind of talked about was then we move into research, right? So I think there's research on both sides, right? There's research from the vendor side, but there's a lot of research from the client and customer side about different solutions or ways to fix their pain. So what were some of the things that we discussed about the research aspect?
Yeah, from the research side, it's not only the customer doing the research who you're eventually going to be selling to, but you got to keep in mind that they're going to be looking at other people that might be able to offer the same or similar services. So to have a competitive review to know who you're competing with, what services they have that you might not have, or how do you think a competitor might come in and try to either earn this business or take it away from you. There's a lot of different things that you should know through the research side. You should know how your competitors, right, are going to be reacting. Another one is you should really tighten up that sales process too. It's really important to keep that process as simple and as responsive as possible, extremely time sensitive. You have to be able to keep your reps accountable to be able to get a speedy response that moves customers to the next step into that process, to be able to keep things going and progressing. And tightening up the sales process around that is really important because your customers are out there researching a lot of different things, and you need to be able to provide them in a timely manner information to that particular pain that they're experiencing. Another thing we kind of talked about was the legal SLAs, all the contract review process. This is the time where you should be able to review that with them during the research process to make sure that your SLAs are hitting with their particular pain points, that you're presenting all of your legal information to them so they can review it, so that it's not some hiccup way down the line where all of a sudden they're not signing because they weren't happy with some legal term that you had within your contract. Get that out right now during the research time so folks know that what your terms and conditions are of what you offer.
Well, and you bring up some great points about, you know, how both sides are going to be doing this research, and there's a lot of different aspects to making sure you move to the next step, right? With the legal aspects, is there policy and politics within your company that are going to be at play here? Then we finally move into, okay, you've made a decision at least, and the next stage was negotiation. So this will probably be the final point that we touch on in this Coffee Break with the Councils podcast, but give me your thoughts on the negotiation process with the client and the vendors.
Yeah, I mean, from our standpoint, we kind of talked about this is kind of the time that sets the mood, I guess, for the rest of your customer relationship, right? They want to, because it's still part of the sales process here. They want to make sure your team's accountable, there's timely follow-up, that they've got the quote in their hands, that the proposal looks nice, that they've got everything they need in one place to kind of make their decision on what's going on. And then they're going to decide relatively quickly in this process if they're going to buy from you. And they're going to choose a path that's going to take them to their business success. And they're going to choose you to come along for that ride in that path. So you've got to be prepared to carry that sale from quote all the way into the purchase, all the way in the order, and that whole thing. And the order has to be placed quickly for them. It's got to be placed accurately, no price discrepancies. And you really have to just do your due diligence to make sure that this process is really buttoned up down the way so that you can, garner that sense of encouragement and also that sense of partnership with that client.
Well, now you're leading into the second half of this podcast, which we will post and have it at a quick date. So with that, I just want to thank...
Hey, we just teased that, huh?
I know we did. You did. So I want to thank Gavin for this great first half of the buyer's journey. And we will have a follow-up that covers the last stages of the buyer's journey, which include buying, the delivering, the training, adoption, and a few other points soon. So Gavin, thank you for your time. And we'll look forward to our next podcast.
Super. Thanks, Chris.